We are introducing Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. And we're doing that because this passage is going to have a multi-part story of the battle between Christ and Satan, represented in three stories. One is Paul's sweat cloths and aprons. A second is a band of Jewish exorcists who are going to have a terrible experience. And third is the burning of many, many books of magic in the city of Ephesus. We've been using Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, as our Pauline background to spiritual warfare. So it's worth my reading it to you one more time today. It says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. And he is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God." All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. Now, last time we were talking about the fact that our culture has the idea that humans are born not only as free agents, but combined with that free will, and therefore they decide eventually whether they are going to behave morally or immorally, whether they're going to be good neighbors or whether they're going to be criminals. But the Bible doesn't see it that way at all. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us that while humans have free will, they are not free agents. I use the illustration of a cruise ship heading to a defined port. While people on board can choose almost any activity they want, the truth is they are not in control of where the ship is going. Unregenerate humans have the power to make life choices, but they are not truly free. Paul says there in Ephesians that they are still obeying the devil, who is the commander of the powers in the unseen world. And I told you that Satan rules humans by two basic things. First, by controlling their mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. Again, let me give you a great quote from John MacArthur. Here's what he writes. "The natural man, the man without Christ, without God, is left with only the information which is available to him apart from God. And that really makes up all the information which Satan uses and can use, even though some of it is God's truth." So Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers. He does this in order to keep them from understanding the good news. Even if they hear the good news, Satan attempts to keep them from believing it. In Mark chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, Jesus told the parable of the four soils. As a part of the illustration, Jesus speaks of the seeds of the word of God being sown. Some of it falls on the path, and birds quickly take it away. Later, Jesus explains why he means by this. In verse 15, he says, "Satan immediately comes and takes away the word which was sown in them." Controlling the minds of humans, that's one of Satan's tools for controlling people. The other general tool is Satan rules humans by influencing their wills. And that's what we're going to see next time on Verse by Verse.